Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, as it is the first time we take the floor under your presidency, allow me to congratulate you on the assumption of your duties and to assure you of our delegation's full support. Greece is fully aligned with the statement delivered by the European Union. Mr. Chair, we are all mindful. Mr. Chair, since the armed conflicts have shifted from the open battlefields to urban areas, significant challenges have arisen for the protection of civilians, which need to be adequately addressed. We are all mindful of the long-term humanitarian consequences of the indiscriminate and disproportionate use of explosive weapons with wide area effects in populated areas. It is therefore necessary that all parties involved in an armed conflict both respect and implement the IHL provisions. In this regard, we strongly believe that the CCW should play a key role in addressing these challenges. Mr. Chair, Greece is deeply concerned about the growing use and impact of improvised explosive devices. We strongly believe that the use of IEDs constitutes one of the major humanitarian threats, as military personnel and civilians are targeted alike. We are therefore convinced that we must continue our efforts to find how to best deal with this threat in order to mitigate human suffering caused by the use of these explosive devices, bearing in mind that this issue constitutes is multidimensional that requires different responses at different levels. In this context, we would like to underline the importance of the new EU regulation, namely 2019/1148, which aims to further strengthen the existing rules to prevent terrorist access from explosive precursors. As far as the issue of Motamsen is concerned, Greece considers that they are legitimate weapons necessary for its national defense planning. We are mindful of the humanitarian aspects arising from the indiscriminate use of these weapons. It is, however, necessary not to ignore the military concerns on this issue. Mr. Chair, Greece welcomes the outcome of the 2019 session of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapon Systems and the 11th principle adopted. We believe that this guiding principle constitutes a good basis for further progress to a more tangible outcome for the establishment of the necessary framework to regulate the potential development and use of laws. We would like to express our appreciation to the tireless work of the Ambassador Georginski of the Republic of North Macedonia, which were instrumental in the GGE reaching the positive outcome. In our view, we must further focus on issues related to the degree and type of human control, since the conformity of any weapon system with the provisions of IHL depends, among others, on retaining the human responsibility and subsequent accountability for reasons on the use of the weapon systems. For this reason, Greece supports the initial proposal of the President of the GGE to meet for a total 30 days over 2020 and 2021. And last but not least, we would like to congratulate you, Mr. President, for your efforts to address the financial difficulties that the Convention is facing. The full text of our statements will be uploaded online. Thank you.